The United Nations Security Council will later today consult on the situation in Myanmar. The government of the country, which is also known as Burma, has begun a violent crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrations in the country. Susie Hodges has this report.
Security forces seeking to suppress demonstrations by Buddhist monks and other anti-government protesters shot at least three people Wednesday in chaotic confrontations in Myanmar's biggest city. Reports from exiled Burmese journalists and activists in Thailand said the troops fired warning shots and tear gas into crowds of demonstrators while hauling away defiant Buddhist monks into waiting trucks. They were the first mass arrests since protests against Myanmar's military dictatorship erupted on August the 19th. Reporters saw a number of monks who are highly revered in Burmese culture being dragged into military trucks. The European Commission is calling for a stop to the violent crackdown by police in Rangoon. The Commission's spokesman is Amadou Altafarge.
Strong demand from the European Commission to the authorities to refrain from the use of force and violence against peaceful demonstrators. And citizens and monks, it's important to remind alike, are exercising their undeniable right for freedom of expression and assembly.
The EU's call is being joined by the United States and other countries. In 1988, thousands were killed in Myanmar after a similar pro-democracy uprising was crushed by the military government. I'm Susie Hodges.
The Catholic Bishops' Conference of Myanmar has issued a statement clarifying the position of the church in the present crisis. Archbishop Charles Bo of Yangon is General Secretary of the CBCM.
All Catholics are requested to make unceasing prayers and to offer special masses for the welfare of the country. In accordance with the canon law and social teachings of the Catholic Church, priests and religious are not to be involved in any party politics and in the current protests and the demonstrations. Catholics, as citizens of the country, are free to act as they deem fit. The clergy and the religious can give a proper guidance.
The Archbishop says the Church has been praying for peace, fasting, and practicing perpetual adoration since February of last year.